growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Thank you for joining this podcast today. I celebrate you. Victoria Oluwafemi Adekwaju is my name. And on today's episode, we shall be considering a topic that says, beautiful topic, that says, it is not too late to continue or start afresh. I know you are listening to this in 2024, by the grace of God. One of the things that this episode is going to address, in fact, two things that this podcast will address, are two important aspects of life. Number one is a stage that is called a continuity stage. The second one is going to explain what a fresh start is. Of course, when you say we're starting something, it shows that you get to a point where you say you continue. And you also get to a point where you say, we have completed this. We are done. We have come to the end. Yeah, so there's always a starting stage. You have started this year by the grace of God. So let me ask you, what are the amazing projects that you started with in 2023? Can you remember some of those ones? What are the things you started with? What are those dreams? You know, you just entered 2023 and you're like, okay, these are the 10 things. And really, you did about 4 of them, right? Not like you completed them, you started them. This episode is for you. It is never too late to continue what you started if you know that you have not completed it. And then it is never too late to start afresh. Say, okay, those dreams you had in 2023, you were not even able to achieve just one. I mean, not one. The Lord, this is a remarkable opportunity that the Lord has presented to you again in 2024. It is not merely a new year, it's a fresh chance to carry out. In fact, not to carry out alone, to continue, to start again on the great work that you initiated last year, that you started last year. So if you're considering starting something new, please, this is the time. If you're considering making a progress, in fact, this is the time. Welcome to a year of possibilities. Many possibilities. So, I'm going to read the Philippians 3:13-14 to you, NIV version. The Word of God says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The writer is emphasizing that he has not really achieved it. This is Paul. He has not achieved it all. Not like he has taken hold of it. But one thing that he's doing is that he's forgetting, he's trying to erase his mind. He's trying to take off his mind from the past and focusing on what lies ahead. You know, if you drag your feet at why now, imagine, if you know the kind of energy I started 2023 with, I should have, you will not even do anything this year. So you press forward, reach forward this year, reach for that goal. Yes, I'm going to read Isaiah 43:18-19 to you again. The Word of God says, NIV version, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. The Lord is doing a new thing with you. The Lord wants to do a new thing with you this year. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That is what the Lord is going to do in this year with you. So God can bring new things to pass in your life, respective of how your 2023 turned out. So this Isaiah 43, 18 to 19 is encouraging you to embrace new opportunities and possibilities, because, dear listener, it is possible. It is possible. I'm telling you, it is possible. By the grace of God, it is possible to achieve that thing you could not achieve last year. So it is never too late to continue. It is never too late to start afresh. So to achieve this, there are episodes you're going to come across in this channel that will help you. To achieve this, be specific about the goal you started in 2023, the ones you would love to continue in this year. So what story do you want to rewrite? What are the narratives that you really want to change? You need to identify them. You need to identify new things, new objectives. Start building strength for them. Now, this is the start of a new year. And pray about everything. And reach out to the necessary people. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Thank you so much for joining today. Feel free to share this with your friend, with your circle, and we welcome feedback. God bless you.